Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which airs on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And if you're traveling, you can download the Radio Pup app for your iPhone or Android device, and you can listen to the show and the station wherever you travel. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. A lot of stuff that we're working on for the show tomorrow. It is already the end of the week, which means it'll be an open line Wednesday. We're taking the day off on Thursday so we can spend time with our families for Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, Matt Crow will be sitting in on the show for his Black Friday special from 9 to 11 a.m. I'll be back on Monday. Quite a few things that we're taking a look at, including the Supreme Court. They will hear the challenge over the Obamacare contraception mandate. The Supreme Court, according to Fox News, has agreed to hear another challenge to President Obama's health care law. This time on the so-called contraception mandate, the justices announced today that they will take up the long-running dispute over whether businesses can use religious objections to avoid a requirement in the law to cover birth control for employees. Despite the 2012 High Court ruling that upheld most of the Affordable Care Act, dozens of lawsuits have continued to proceed from companies asking to be spared from having to cover some or all forms of the cost of contraception. You know, I take a look at this and I look at Hobby Lobby and other businesses that are suing because of this, and I look and see that they are a private business, and if they want to provide a specific kind of insurance to their employees, then they should be able to. If they don't want to provide something to their employees, then they shouldn't be forced to by the U.S. government. Now, on the other hand, those employees who are working for Hobby Lobby, they should know what they're getting themselves into. You know, they can always leave, go find another job if it's really that big of a deal to them. You are not forced to work at Hobby Lobby. Nobody is held at gunpoint to work for Hobby Lobby. So I say, get over it, go find another job that will pay for contraception if that's what really matters to you. I've got no problem with Hobby Lobby deciding that they don't want to pay for it. That should be up to them. That's their decision as a private business. Other things that we're looking at, interesting story out of Wyoming, Jackson, Wyoming. They've set a new limit for holiday displays on its town square. They're holding that to only 14 days now. They don't want Christmas and menorahs, and I want all that stuff out there for more than 14 days. They want to be sure that nothing's getting cluttered, I guess. And the White House, how about this? The White House will not rule out future executive action on immigration. This according to The Hill. The White House today would not categorically rule out future executive actions to address immigration, while continue to maintain there is not anything the president can do in lieu of congressional action on comprehensive reform. Quote, I don't want to speculate about what sort of actions president might or might not take, White House spokesman John Earnest told reporters. Obama's come under pressure from immigration activists who have challenged the president to act unilaterally now that a comprehensive immigration bill appears stalled in the House. The president heckled twice during events in San Francisco on Monday while discussing immigration reform with protesters, each time demanding an end to deportations via executive order. Would it shock me to see President Obama go ahead and unilaterally do something? Absolutely not. He's already done it with Obamacare. He's already done it with immigration before. So it would not shock me to see the president go ahead and try to use an executive order to get around Congress. Remember to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show for an Open Line Wednesday tomorrow on News Talk 790 KFYO. You can listen online at KFYO.com. Open Line Wednesday, you're allowed to call in, talk about anything that you would like to talk about. And remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Again, at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back on Wednesday on the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO.